So Jesus tells us, I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. The one you do not know. So we're in chapter 7 of John's Gospel, and 10 chapters later, chapter 17, when Jesus is in the garden, just before he's crucified, he has that beautiful prayer to the Father, where he tells us that this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and the one whom you sent. So we see this progression from ignorance of not knowing to knowing being eternal life. We're in the very heart of this beautiful season of Lent. The church has set aside this time for us to pause, to reflect, to examine ourselves. And as we examine the waywardness of our heart, we come to know those areas in which we don't yet know the Lord. And through our fasting, our prayer, and our almsgiving, we do these things to come to a deeper knowledge of the Lord. That through our weaknesses, his love, his greatness, his strength, his mercy is revealed. These final weeks, these final days of the season of Lent, let us use them well. Let us take advantage of this special time. Let us come to a knowledge of the one true God and the one whom he has sent. Amen.